How you doing, Fred?
Yeah, we got Buddy Boo wired up pretty good here today, didn't we?
Cool.
Yeah, he's hot today.
That's great.
So you've been having an exciting week?
Yes, I have, Fred. I've been doing a lot of energy changing, and I'm starting to see energy is a lot more powerful, and that they're really incredible. What I'm doing is between the face and the heart, the energies are opening up to amazing different kinds of levels of energy, and they're endless. It's something new for me, and I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, it's really amazing. We've been real busy this week working with Brian Glazer. He's a former CNN reporter and worked with a lot of presidents and that. And
right.
We're trying to get a segment produced on 60 Minutes, which is on CBS, about this satellite harassment that we've been writing and talking about, and how to prevent it with
things
we make that stop it. And so we've been sending out books and contacting CBS. And
wow.
Real interesting. If this comes on, every book that I can write will be sold for a while.
Yeah.
People really, I'm just appalled. There's a group back in Cincinnati wants me to come back and speak in October to a huge group back there about the, and I guess there's so many people now. Don Hall is the doctor, and he's been dealing with a lot of the people that are getting attacked. Or, you know, it's they're getting the way it sort of works with most people that I've talked to now, and these are real credible people. These are people that are very high profile, and that is that. You know, the sounds in your head, it comes into your head, and then when if you got running water or shower or something in the background, it bridges an audio gap, and then you can hear the voices very clear, and sometimes you can even hear the control room in the background while they're actually transmitting these sounds. So, and there's a lot of people experiencing this right now. So
that's great.
Brian wants to get some legislation done on it. And he's powerful enough to do it if we get to see. He's done. He's produced 60 minute segments on different topics already.
Yeah.
And he also did cover 9/11 for CNN. He was a reporter back there then.
He's
got a very impressive resume.
Right.
So I just you know, it's real interesting. We've had recently we've sold several products out here, not only to people in California but other areas. That will that are having these problems now with in their head, insomnia. It's a whole long list of things, and it's pretty much a list that's like a checklist. Yeah, buddy, you got it. I already hear a bird. I'm hearing a bird in my head right now. You know, I think I hear a bird right now. Woo! So anyway, it's real interesting what's going on right now. It's all of a sudden there's a big drive to get this handled, because there's so many thousands of people that are being targeted right now.
Right.
In my book, Inside Track, it covers every step, every company, and how the whole process works. So we are still ahead of the gap, you know, as far as it all goes. I'm looking forward to getting a publisher instead of publishing this thing myself, so that it'll relieve me of the marketing problems that I'm having, you know, not really problems, but effort, so that somebody else would specialize in this and get this book out there where it belongs.
Yeah.
There's the cover of those of you guys that are called the Inside Track.
Yeah.
But, and then I guess on Art Bell show on George Norrie, they ran my show again last week. They did it as a rerun.
Right.
That regenerated a lot of interest again. We're getting a lot of orders and people calling in and stuff from the rerun.
Right.
So we've had a really busy week around here.
That's great.
Very, very progressive week and very busy. Because it looks like somehow or other we're rattling a few chains out there now. We've got some big media folks behind us now rattling with us. So that's exciting.
Right.
Yeah. Anyhow, tell me about what's going on your end.
By the way,
I was going to tell you, there's going to be a lot of people contacting you. We've sold several standalone systems recently.
I did have somebody call me over the weekend. I helped him set up his standalones.
Yeah.
And I said, please give me a call in about a week, see how it feels. If it doesn't feel right, we'll change it, but please give me a call back. So I've already handled one, so I presume there's going to be a lot more calling.
Yeah, there'll be more. Especially when I get out there on the road a little bit and get back to Cincinnati and some of these other areas where there's actual big groups that are contacting me.
Right.
I can even... go ahead and put one of them, right while we're talking here, I can actually reference one of them on the deal here. Let me see here. Buddy is really excited about all this, you know?
Yeah. He's excited all the time, that kid.
Yeah, he's high energy, you know? He is high energy.
Yes.
Here we go. It's... One group we're talking to is called www.freedomfchs.com. Freedom from, I'm going on the website right now. freedomfromharassmentandsurveillance.com. Mm-hmm. freedomfromharassmentandsurveillance.com. They've got a very impressive website. For those of you that are having any kinds of problems, just go to Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance, which is www.freedomfchs.com. They've got petitions to Congress, flyers, brochures, media packets, all kinds of stuff.
Right.
I think they want Buddy back there to sleep. So. Yeah, Boo. Yeah, what else, Boo? He's really concerned. Yeah, he's very concerned right now.
Yeah.
And then, I forgot to tell you, this coming Sunday, we're going to be at, let me get the address. I think it's on BBS Radio's website. We're going to be doing a speaking engagement with the AlienNation.com up in Santa Monica. We got Laura Eisenhower, Dwight Eisenhower's, granddaughter hosting it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's a Japanese princess flying in to speak, and it's going to be a lot of crazy stuff going on right now.
That's wild.
Yeah. So you got crazy stuff going on back there?
Just the energies. The energies are really pouring in an awful lot up here, and there's a lot of people changing. So the necklaces seem to be helping a lot of people very much, because there's a lot of people that are freaking out up here. And the one thing that I notice is the nuclear receptor, the people that have them are very calm.
Yeah.
So it's really making a big difference out here.
Making a big difference. I just sent a Ankh model over to Don Newsom at BBS.
Right.
So he's,
Don Newsom got one?
Huh?
Don Newsom got one?
Yeah. Don Newsom now has a Ankh nuclear receptor.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. I'm waiting for you to get one. I'm waiting for me to get one. I've been wearing the projector. The projectors are really working right now.
Well, the projectors are really going to town. So now I can tell you what's happening with me is that my table, for some odd reason, along with me, is vibrating.
Yeah.
And all I have to do is put my hands on somebody's shoulders, and the energy goes straight through. It just opens up right to the legs. And so the energies are really, really powerful right now. And I'm having a lot of fun with that trip. Lots of fun. That's really good.
I'm going to read some of this from the Freedom from Covert Harassment Surveillance.
Sure.
They're going to be on your table. These are some of the symptoms that they're reporting. This is a very large group, it looks like. It's migraine, headaches, and muscle cramps.
Yes.
Which leads to cancer. Heart attack, brain embolism, and partial blindness. Blurred and degeneration of vision and sleep deprivation, uncontrollable jerking of limbs, microwave burns, neurological damage, overwhelming fatigue, ringing in the ears, uncontrolled sexual stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the beginning of it. And there's several other websites that you can go to now. One's called mind.justice.org.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is stopcovertwar.com, and another one is multistalkervictims.org. So there's three more websites. I mean, this is getting big.
Yeah. Hello.
I have a couple questions for the doctor.
Yeah, go ahead. What's your name?
Lee.
Lee, okay. Where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Where?
Ohio.
Oh, okay. Right where we're talking about, Cincinnati. Are you in Cincinnati too?
No, I heard something weird about Cincinnati.
Well, what'd you hear?
About something weird going on underneath Cincinnati.
What is it?
Somebody said something at night, there's some kind of weird red glowing or something like that. Did you hear anything about that?
Well, I don't know. What is it at night that you hear exactly?
They said that this is a rumor I heard. I don't know. You might want to look into it, drive through or something, or if you know anybody who lives in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Or some kind of weird red glowing at night. I don't know. It means that people are being bugged tremendously by something large.
Okay. Is it like a something in the sky or what?
I think it's, it has something to do with, I don't know. I think it's, they said some of the red glowing. I don't know whether they must mean they're under their house or something, or I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to be talking to people from there, so we'll find out.
Okay.
So what are your questions?
I have a couple.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I have suspicion I'm being bugged by synthetic telepathy.
Yeah.
See-through eye technology and government dream sending equipment.
Right.
Do you know of any, what's the best thing to call the Pentagon? Because,
what now?
What's the best place to call? For?
Oh, you won't get any, results doing that. The government agencies, it's run through the NSA right now. And they'll just
the NSA?
Not, yeah.
Did you say the NSA?
You're in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
My recommendation is you'd call these, this Freedom Place, this website that I've been talking about, because we may come back there and speak about this stuff. And they have their phone number. I can give you their phone number. It's an 800 number. Okay, it's 1-800-571-5688. 5618. So it's 800-571-5618. And then you probably want to talk to John Hall. Dr. John Hall. And let me give you his email address real quick, and you can email him. He's a medical doctor, and he's working with a lot of people right now. And the guy that you want to talk to, that other number is Derek Robinson, by the way. A lot of these guys that I'm talking to are not aware of our ways of stopping all of that. See, we can put a stop to that immediately. And let me see here what John Hall's phone number. Okay. John Hall, his email address is halldr@hotmail.com. So halldr@hotmail.com. halldr@hotmail.com. Definitely want to email him. He will respond. He was on. He's been on George Norrie's show too, as I have.
Okay. Does he do the actual law enforcement taken down of this kind of stealing equipment?
Yeah, law enforcement.
Police have no
water here. Law enforcement won't do anything because it's NSA. They're above the law.
Okay.
And you'd be wasting your time. It's been. If it's been tried, but law enforcement just won't do a thing. You know, there's too many normal standard kidnappings, child abductions, and then they're going on. The police are understaffed and overworked pretty much. So they care less about this. Although I do have people in law enforcement that have been attacked themselves. So there are a few in law enforcement that have actually been attacked with this stuff.
Okay, do you necessarily have to go to reproductive court, privacy rights, or can you go directly to federal court with a court case?
And, I don't know if you're going to practice in pro per on yourself.
Can you buy stuff? Can you jump right to federal court, or do you have to go through reproductive court?
Well, you can go directly to federal court if it's a federal issue. That would be a constitutional violation, so that's pretty much where you're going to have to go.
Yeah, you eventually, it's a combination of FCC and federal law that they're breaking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, that's why all these groups, and that's why we're trying to do this thing on 60 Minutes, we want to get some legislation against it. But so far, there's no legislation. These guys just run above the law. That's what they do. And
that's Supreme Court issues anyway. Isn't it human rights issues?
That's you might contact the some of the human rights groups.
I don't know. It's just a human federal violations of federal law, the mind stealing thing. I mean that's giant. I mean that's FBI situations, isn't it?
That's beyond them. FBI won't do anything against the NSA.
NSA is the best place to call for that?
Yeah, have you read that book I wrote, The Inside Track?
I just ordered it.
Oh, okay. Because you've got a lot of your answers, a lot of your questions are going to be in there. What did you listen to the other night when I was on it again, or what?
On what?
Well, they reran one of my Art Bell show, the George Norris
show. Oh, yeah, in Windsor. Yeah, I checked
it
out.
Yeah, I don't know where they ran it, all over the place. We got a lot of calls.
Yeah, I think it's just, it wasn't on this area. I think it was on in Windsor.
Yeah. Canada. Yeah, they didn't, all the stations don't, when they do those reruns, all the stations don't pick everything up, and some of them do, you know. And quite a few stations died, and they'll probably run it again, too. It's getting to be a hot topic now.
Do you have another book about human rights? If any kind of violation of
human
rights?
Well, you need to get a hold of what's his name? Doctor, I'll give his name here in a minute. He's on our, actually on our network. And hold on a second. I was gonna look at another email here. Because if you go out, there's a lot of top, there's a lot of people on BBS radio right now that are speaking on these subjects. And several of them, as a matter of fact. And I was trying to think who Brooks Agnew does some of it. He's going to be at that thing this weekend, but you're too far away to come down here to L.A. for a weekend.
Yeah.
And, trying to think. There's another book that I wrote that you might want to order, unless you ordered it already. It's called Rays of Truth.
What's it called? What Rays of Truth?
Yeah, Crystals of Light. And that book I wrote back in 2000, before everybody was aware of all this. It's a 500-page book that's got lots of pictures in it and explains how a lot of this stuff works and how we prevent it. If we stop it,
Crystals of Light?
Yeah, we can stop it, you know. I can stop all this from happening. And so the book that has the technical stuff in it. And it was written, you know, 10 years ago, but it's just now coming into its own, too, because our books seem to be a little bit ahead of the time, where people are at, as far as credibility. But now everybody's getting into that book, too, at this point. So that's another
one
you might want.
Yes, can I ask a question? Do you have a nuclear receptor, or do you have any of the new receptor necklaces that Dr. Fred has made?
You're asking me that?
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't have anything like that.
I think that I would really think about calling Mikkel and finding out about these necklaces, because that'll stop it dead right in its tracks.
Okay. So I ordered the book today, and what's that? It's called Inside Track?
Yes, Inside Track. You'll be able to read about the nuclear receptors. You can also look on Dr. Fred's website, and you'll see the new Ankh and some other things that he's making that would stop all this dead in its tracks. So I would highly suggest reading about them. It's right on his network, and you'll be able to see these beautiful necklaces that really do a beautiful job. I've got an older one, and it still stops everything in its tracks. So I would highly suggest you.
Body?
It stops everything.
Around
stops
your
everything
head,
that you. Yeah, it stops everything that wants to come into the body. All this is hurting you will stop.
This is a necklace.
Yes, just the necklace alone. I mean, there's so many things that he has that would stop things right dead in its tracks. So I know I've been wearing them. And
We have a patent on it, too. So.
Yes, and it's really powerful. I mean, this stuff is really powerful. So I would highly suggest that you look on his website. You'll see these beautiful medallions that he's making that'll stop them. And I mean to tell you, when they stop them dead in the tracks, it stops it dead in the tracks.
What's it made of? Steel or?
Well, some of them are made of silver. Some of them are made of gold. Some of them are made of platinum.
Okay.
But it's up to you whichever one you want. I would start with the silver one. And they're really beautiful, and they really work.
Oh. I don't know. Is it the same phone number for the book?
Yeah,
yes.
Same thing.
Yes, be the same number.
Okay.
Okay.
And hopefully she'll put a catalog in there.
Yeah, that's good. And then there's another thing called a star orb that'll do your building. You know, depends on how hard you're getting hit, how much additional items you'll need for the building.
Okay.
If you're in like some people, if they're in their shower, the water running, they'll hear voices in the water running, and that's a very common occurrence when the building is getting as a target.
Yeah.
So we have another device for that. When you wear something on your around your neck, what you're doing is you're creating what's called auric offset, because it generates a scalar wave into your body and in your DNA, which changes your DNA, and that changes the frequency of the reproductive cycle of your cells, swinging it up to a higher frequency, so your cells are not in a degenerative mode anymore. These transmissions require are counting on your cell structure to be in a degenerative mode. That's how they're able to synchronize. But if you fix it where your cells aren't going to do that anymore, and then their stuff just bounces off. It's like putting oil on something and watching the water bounce off of it. You know, the same
mm-hmm.
thing.
Huh.
Yeah, we've been making those since 1981.
1981.
Yeah, we got clientele all over the world on these things. We sell them many countries right now. Because it's not just a USA problem; it's a global problem because the satellites that deliver it, the KH series. Wow!
Yeah.
I've heard real charged up tonight. He's a radiation-free bird, as you can tell. Yeah, if you ever,
I wondered what that was in the background. I wasn't sure if it was like a person. It's like I figured out it was a parrot.
Yeah, it's a Texas tail, and he's just real happy today. And we also do Ustream, the Fred Bell show, and you can actually see the parrots. We have different ones that co-host shows, you know.
I'm not logged on the internet right now, but.
Are you? You're not?
No, I'm not. I was given the number for the radio station.
Oh, okay. You just called into the station.
Yeah, I heard the book today, and they gave me the number. I just decided to call in and ask a couple questions, because.
Yeah, well, we answer questions here. I went to a lot more of my clients, because a lot of my clients try to get me during the day to talk to them directly, and I can't do that. I don't have the time. There's too many people I wouldn't get my stuff done during the day, you know? So the show is that's what the show is for. And then we'll bring on guest speakers. I'll bring John Hall on. I've got Stanton Friedman coming on. I've got Michio Kaku comes on. We've got a lot of physicists and lectures and authors and all kinds of people on this show. But we lately have such a big drive to fight this stuff that we're talking about that we haven't had too many people on the show that are related to this topic, because most people aren't, but now they're starting to come out of the woodwork, and it'll get more people on, you know?
Okay. I'll probably just, is there a way you send a feed to me so I can listen to the show as other people call in, or is there probably some other people's
questions? Yeah, you just go to cbsradio.com, and then you can hear the whole show.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what you got to do. You don't have one.
Please take a look at those necklaces. I think you'll be amazed at the power that they hold. So if you read about them, you'll pick up a lot of information.
Okay.
There's
a catalog in there.
Yeah, Steve has a little place back in New York that he works out of, and he gets to see a lot of people every day, a lot of clients every day.
Yeah.
And they use a lot of our stuff back there.
Yep.
Okay.
We have a lot of other things. We make about 100 different items, so they all do something different. But these are what we're suggesting now: is Star Orb and the Receptor, a good place to start.
Okay. Star Orb and the Receptor?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We got more powerful things, but this usually takes care of most people.
Yeah.
One of our biggest clients, you know, countries is Japan. I mean, we sold a lot of Star Orbs and things over there, and there's a thing called ELF, which is another, that's something that you don't hear in your head, but what it does is it gets in your food and poisons your food. So when you hook the Star Orb up to your refrigerator, you'll find that the food in your refrigerator will last a lot longer. You'll be surprised. Yeah, way longer, especially fresh fruits and vegetables.
What about the you said the food that gets destroyed? Aren't the laws different in China for radio frequency transmitting and I call electronic harassment mind stealing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is definitely what it is, and that's what started back in the 50s, and that's exactly what it is. I mean, there's nothing else. That would be the best thing to call it, I think. You know?
The books that he has are amazing, and when you start reading them, you'll find out a lot of information, tremendous information. But those necklaces, and the reason I'm pressing those necklaces because it stops it directly in its tracks. And if everybody would buy one of those things, boy, oh boy, we could change this world seriously.
So all the radio frequencies stop?
Okay. Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah. See, before they were doing the satellite stuff, they were doing implants, and I worked with those to get rid of implants. Thousands of people were abducted by the different government agencies and implanted in their brains and things like that. And these implants then would turn on and they'd make people do bad things, like Charles Whitman in 1984 at the University of Texas in Austin, shot 14 people, and he had two implants. They found that in his body. And so they legislated away a lot of different kinds of guns that are more military-oriented as a result of his act, which they created in the first place, you know. But as time, through the 70s and the 80s and the early 90s, implants were the big thing, and we worked with a lot of radiology labs out here, doctors that removed them from people. And but now they don't use them anymore. They're obsolete. And the sad part is when they deactivate them, they break up in your body. And it's created a situation called Morgellons disease, where the wires and the fibers and all that start coming through the skin, and the immune system attacks and puts lesions on your body.
Why would an implant move?
Why would it move?
Yeah, if somebody's trying to snuff it out, why would it move?
Activated, once they turn it off, then the body's immune system tries to take it out of your body.
Okay.
So it has to go towards your skin. It's like sometimes you get a splinter, and it's way deep, and you can't reach it with the tweezers, but a month later it comes up. Here comes that splinter with a big, soft, gooey area around it as it comes out of your skin, because that's the way the body's trained to do it. Well, that's what these implants do. They're very deep, and they break up, then they go in the bloodstream, and then they come out through the skin, and it's pretty ugly-looking stuff. You can look it on the Internet. You'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see a lot of nice pictures.
Okay,
just don't do it before you eat dinner, because you probably won't eat that night. Yeah.
The implant, I heard that on the radio, that those move when you're trying to get them out. I heard on the radio, on Art Bell's show, that the implants move when you try to take them out or something like that. They move,
they move
away from what
you're trying. They're going to come out. If you're unsuccessful at taking them out, they will move. They break up.
Weird. Why would it? I wonder what's inside that makes it move. You know what I mean?
No, because they're made up of material that's a part of your body. They holographically basically use the minerals and silicon and different elements of your body to form an integrated circuit. Then they hook that integrated circuit up to one of your nerves, which is full of electricity, to power it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they work. And then when they shut the electricity off, when the integrated circuit is like self-destruct mode, they destroy it. Then what happens is now it's going to move around in your body until it gets out. And usually it's going to come out in pieces. And it's pretty damn painful.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay. What about blocking radio frequencies? Does that, if you're being stolen from mentally, does that make yourself not be stolen from mentally? Does that, or the frequencies are being snuffed out, or are you still being stolen from mentally, or you just don't pick it up anymore, or what?
Well, what happens is
when you block it with the necklace?
When the implants are on, the electricity is sapped out of your brain. Now that they're not using implants anymore, they can put direct electricity from satellites into your body. It's like transmitting into a television set from a direct TV receiver. So and they can do things that can increase your energy or decrease your energy. And it goes either way, depending on what their mission or their goal is.
Huh.
Yeah.
Right.
You'll read about all this in that book I wrote.
All right.
This is basic harassment 101. When you get into harassment 201 and 301, then it's a little more detailed.
Okay.
Well, one of the bigger steps of this is causing people to hallucinate and causing people to see things and hear things that aren't even there. And that's one of the more advanced stages of it.
Yeah,
that's a very serious thing. And, I think Big Pharma is connected to it because they sell a lot of Effexor and Prozac and these different SSRI drugs. So people think they're going to get relief from it, but it doesn't. It just makes them a little bit deadened to it, and it makes them fall apart.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Is it Steve?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Steve. How are you? This is Chester from Maryland.
Oh, hi, Chester. How are you doing? Fred's on, too, so if you want to talk to Dr. Fred, he's right here.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Calls for both, actually.
We got a lot of people tonight.
Yeah. I got a question about quartz, the master crystals, and standalones.
Go ahead.
I just got a master crystal Tuesday by somebody who was selling it.
Uh-oh.
And today I got a standalone from somebody else that was selling there.
Get that one on eBay?
Yeah. Did you see it?
Well, yeah. Well, one of my clients that was going for it, and I guess you beat him out.
Yeah, I did. I made sure I got it. It's my second one. But my question was, with the master crystal, does it have to be cleared before I start using it?
Oh, yeah. Well, it'll clear up as you use it, but if somebody else used it for a master crystal, it's going to need to be soaked in salt water for a little while.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Neutralize and get a laser on it right away, too.
Yeah, that's the first thing I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they told me that they were using it for a time machine. I'm like, what? Really?
How big a master crystal is it?
It's 59 pounds.
That's a good size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one that we
had them.
Did they get it on their own or what?
They said that they actually came to your house and met you, and they got it from you about 5 years ago, and that they didn't use it anymore. And they had an ad on the internet, and I just found it. And I called the guy to see if he still had it, and he did. He kept reducing the price, and I guess I called at the right time, so we talked about the crystal, and I sent him the money, and I got it yesterday.
Oh, cool.
I'm sorry?
Is it a very clear one?
It's not very clear. Like, the top part is clear, but the bottom part is not. Does that matter?
Well, it'll clear out. Is the tip clear on it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the main part, you know. The whole thing will clear out eventually. But the guy obviously wasn't using it, or he would have cleared it by now, you know. They don't get foggy again.
Okay. Now, there's a huge chip in it. Does that matter?
Where's it at?
It's by the tip.
How big? Like 1 inch, 2 inches, or what?
Oh, like maybe an inch or two.
Yeah, it shouldn't hurt it any. Sometimes we bring them out. We used to bring them out of the mine. There's none in the mines anymore. There's none for sale out of the mine anymore. But back when we sold them, we pull them out of the ground. They'd already have chips in them. We handled them. We never chipped any of them, you know, because we knew how to handle them, bringing them out of the ground.
Are you near your crystal now?
I can be.
Okay, do me a favor. Go back to your crystal because I just put a lot of light in the crystal.
Okay. I am there right now.
All right, just run your hand over the top of the crystal. You'll see that the energy is probably about 4 or 5 times as much.
Okay. I think I feel something.
Yes. I cleared the crystal for you, so.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. I have a Brazilian right next to it, a 35-pound one.
Yeah, those are good for amplifiers.
I'm sorry, what was that?
They're great for amplifiers.
Okay, awesome.
This crystal loves you, by the way.
Yeah, the first thing I did when I got it was put love into it. I mean, it's just beautiful. I have it behind a black light and lasers on it. It's incredible.
Yeah, it really, really feels good.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to ask also about the SPD process. How does the SPD process link up to our thoughts? Like, what causes it or determines that link?
Well, it was first discovered by Alan Lane when he was working with crystals and polarity. And he might get a Nobel Peace Prize for that. I don't think he's gotten one yet. But what happens is when you stimulate photons into a crystal, like we do, for example, the crystals on our standalone, what it does is it consciously, the crystal starts to vibrate and it will find or seek out the frequency of whoever's, stimulating it, the person, okay? And that's where you're like remote viewing, you direct your thought, your conscious thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
So then what happens is once the crystal receives your thought process and it's being pumped up by the laser, usually your thought process is asking it to do something, go heal something, go fetch something. Okay, in order to go heal or go fetch, what has to happen next is the electrons, the photons have to pair off. Meaning you'll have two pairs. One is representing your energy, another one is what your direction is. And then you'll have a third reference point, which is the higher intelligence, which also comes from that. And basically, the photons go off in two different directions, one into you and one else out to the target. And then when the target is reached, if there's no interference, then it will manifest on whatever it's supposed to do, like if it's healing or whatever. And that person, the receiver or the recipient, is now entangled to your energy and to the crystal's energy. And that's basically the third step, is the result of the target acknowledging what goes on. If you're trying to use it to, say, buy a car or get a job, or preferably an object like a car or a house or something, then what happens is the third person now becomes the owner of the house, the real estate agent, the bank, and whatever else. And that is a continuing entanglement process that takes place.
Okay.
Yeah, but you have to, when you look at Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, it tells you that you never know where the particles are, or if you know where they are, you don't know the velocity that they're moving at, how fast they're making it happen, in other words.
Right.
So the best thing we do is not worry about it. Don't even put any thought in that direction, because you can mess it up. And sure as heck, don't tell anybody what you're doing, because they'll mess it up. Any probing mind into that process, including your own, other than launching it or instigating it, is going to be considered a measurement.
So once you think about it, just forget about it?
No, you can keep thinking about it, but don't think about how and where and when it's going to go and what it's going to do.
Okay.
Just think of the result.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's all you do. Anything else is going to mess it up. And I'm finding people are getting more disciplined now, but you can't. If people get in trouble because they get in desperation mode, and you can't use it in desperation mode because you're interfering with all of it when you do that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you follow me?
It's definitely.
If you go gambling in Vegas, if you're going out for the money, I'm going to gamble for the money, you're not going to get anything. You're going to lose. But if you don't give a flying F and you're just out for fun, chances are you got a pretty good chance of winning. And if you have a good entanglement going, you will win, most of the time.
Okay.
You'll notice the high rollers on the gambling tables, because that's a very, very much a quantum place. The high rollers on the gambling tables are very well disciplined. They have in confidence. They know that what the odds are, and they know they can overcome them with their own intelligence. And so, therefore, that's why you have these guys that win millions of dollars at gambling, where other people don't. And
okay,
it's the way the universe runs. And just got to get above it. You know, you got to keep the altitude there. It's the best way to describe it.
Does the master have to be a certain distance from the standalones?
No.
No.
Every situation is different, you know.
Okay.
Steve can tell you where to, he does the positioning. It's like Carlos Castaneda, and he talked about crystals and master crystals in his journeys in South America, and he says when you're placing a crystal for meditation, you move around in the area, whether it's that campsite or in your house, so you feel the right vibe, and that's where it goes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should have a sense of wellness and happiness right now. That crystal's really putting out a lot of love for you.
Okay.
I don't know if you can feel that or not.
I felt it the moment I opened it. I was like, wow. It was just welcome home.
The wrong person had it for the wrong reasons and never used it.
Well, they were selling it because also their wife died of cancer.
Yeah.
So I was thinking I definitely have to clear that, don't I?
Yeah. See,
it's clear already. I cleared it for you.
Yeah. When somebody's dying of cancer, then they're not, you know, I'll give you an example. I had a guy that worked for me. His name was Steve. He came to me. I met him many, many years ago. And he came to work for me, and he had been diagnosed with terminal lung cancer. And so I said, well, you're not going to die today. They gave him about a month to die. He was very thin.
Mm-hmm.
And he was about 5 foot, almost 6 feet tall, but he probably didn't weigh 100. I think he weighed 110 pounds, if I remember correctly. Which isn't much for a person a little under 6 feet. And so I put him on the receptor and got him working on the crystals. I got him to quit smoking immediately. He already quit drinking, but he hadn't quit smoking. Got him off cigarettes. Got him off meat. Got him drinking a lot of water. Got him on juices and fresh fruit. And within about 4 months, we had 100% remission. He was fine. And he lived. We went back after a year, and he gained about 25, 30 pounds. He was up to like 140 or so. He went in and got his chest x-ray. No cancer whatsoever. He wore his receptor every day and all that stuff, you know. So he worked for me for about a little over 4 years, and then his brother-in-law came along one day to work on our house, and what happened was his brother-in-law smoked. His brother-in-law went to McDonald's and ate horrible meat and everything. So what happened was I told him don't get into his brother-in-law's vibe because it's going to screw you up. And so he didn't listen. He started smoking, and then one day he came up to the house with him, and he's eating a big old fat burger, you know. And so bottom line, he died a couple months later. The cancer came back worse than ever, and he killed him real quick. Meanwhile, the brother-in-law, okay, he goes on to have a heart attack. So, because I warned him, you know, you got to stop. So finally the brother-in-law quit doing all that stuff. After Steve was gone. So now he's realizing there's a problem, finally. So he went off meat, and he got into vegetarianism, and he got back in shape. But it cost Steve his life in the process. Right. But Steve wasn't ready to stay here anymore, you know.
Yeah,
he was a good man. He was a great worker, and we really miss him a lot. He was very creative. He built a lot of orbs and things for us. But that's typically how cancer works. So when you're buying a crystal from someone that died of cancer, I mean their mother-in-law or whatever, wife, that person didn't quite get the whole message of what that master crystal was there for, nor did they get the preventive measurability of what the additional therapies that were available, not only through us, through others, that were potentially available to prolong that person's life. And or that person was, you know, cancer is a will-to-live disease, and they may wanted to die anyway. So
okay. Got
a lot of variables. You know?
Your master crystal has got tremendous energy in it, and it is sending you energy now as we speak.
Okay.
And I think you're going to be very, very happy with that crystal.
Oh, already, yeah, definitely. definitely.
Yeah.
And this one's, I guess, for Steve. I have these two standalones.
Yes.
I spoke to you before, and you said to put one on the east side, 6 feet up.
Yes.
The next one, I'm not sure where to put it, so I just
on the west side. Try it on the west side.
West side, okay.
And I think what you'll see actually, west. North.
So at the opposite end, and should I put it 52 degrees?
What I would do is put it in the center of your room. I think we discussed that, you know, in the center of the room.
Really? Okay.
6 feet high. And that's a little weak for your house. Hold on a second. Let's take,
okay.
Do you have one crystal in your hand now? Do you have one of your projectors now?
Let me go to my room again.
Sure.
It's in my bedroom. Should
yes, I,
not, I
remember
I'm
you
in...
telling me about that.
Okay, I'm in my room.
All right, do me a favor. Move your crystal from the west wall to the east wall.
The crystal or the standalone?
The standalone.
Oh, okay. Okay. It is in the north wall now, so move it, you said where, the west wall?
To the east wall.
Oh. I have one at the east corner.
Okay, you don't want it at the corner, you want it right in the center of the room. That's why it's throwing things off.
Okay.
Put it right in the center of the room. Do me a favor, will you? We're going to be off the air in a few minutes. Call me at home. Let me give you my phone number. It's 746-8321, area code 585.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay, 585-746-8321.
Yes, and I'll help you set that up. It's only take about another 5 minutes. I
okay.
can see what's going on there.
Yeah, because we got to get off the air in about a
yeah,
minute.
Yeah, we have
here.
To get off the air in a couple of minutes. Let's
okay.
finish
okay.
this program. Okay? Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, I'll call you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.
So go ahead and put your
thank
number
you,
out.
Thank you, Bill.
I know. We got to go because we're out of time.
Yeah, my name is Steve Barish, 585-746-8321. If you have any questions on anything that Fred sells, please call me.
Yeah, it was fun today. My number is 1-800-729-2603. Find out if he has a portamid. He really needs a portamid. He's going to run that in his bedroom.
Yeah.
Because we need to get a portamid on him.
All right,
you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. And we're going to be back next Tuesday, next Thursday, rather, at 5 o'clock. We'll be in L.A. at alienevent.com. It's also on the website. And Buddy Boo, if you got any, Buddy Boo's getting crazy. He wants to go back and see his girlfriend, Bella Boo. So anyhow, we'll talk to you guys next week, and thanks for listening.